The Man and the Echo. In a cleft that's christened alt, under broken stone, I halt at the bottom of a pit that broad noon has never lit, and shout a secret to the stone. All that I have said and done, now that I am old and ill, turns into a question, till I lie awake night after night and never get the answers right. Did that play of mine send out certain men the English shot? Did words of mine put too great strain on that woman's reeling brain? Could my spoken words have checked that whereby a house lay wrecked? And all seems evil until I, sleepless, would lie down and die. Lie down and die. That were to shirk the spiritual intellect's great work, and shirk it in vain. There is no release in a bodkin nor disease, nor can there be work so great as that which cleans man's dirty slate. While man can still his body keep, wine or love drug him to sleep. Waking, he thanks the Lord that he has body and its stupidity, but body gone, he sleeps no more, until his intellect grows sure that all's arranged in one clear view, pursues the thoughts that I pursue, then stands in judgment on his soul, and all work done dismisses all out of intellect and sight, and sinks at last into the night. Into the night. O rocky voice, shall we in that great night rejoice? What do we know but that we face one another in this place? But hush, for I have lost the theme. Its joy or night seem but a dream. Up there some hawk or owl has struck, dropping out of sky or rock. A stricken rabbit is crying out, and its cry distracts my thought.